Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Same Kind of Different. As Me by Ron Hall is a modern inspirational memoir that traces an unlikely friendship between a successful art dealer and a homeless man whose life has been shaped by trauma, hardship, and a fierce will to survive. Set largely in Texas, the book explores how a marriage, a career built on status, and a world of street-level poverty collide through acts of service and uncomfortable honesty. The story is widely known for presenting homelessness not as a distant social issue, but as a human relationship that demands attention, patience, and respect. It also highlights the role of a determined woman whose compassion and spiritual conviction press the men toward empathy and personal change. Rather than offering a neat rescue narrative, the book focuses on mutual transformation, showing how generosity can challenge assumptions and how friendship can grow across class, race, and background when people choose to see one another fully. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, From Comfort to Confrontation, A Privileged Life Meets Poverty. A central thread in the book is the sharp contrast between a polished, achievement-oriented life and the daily realities of living on the margins. Ron Hall is known publicly for operating in a world of wealth, art, and social standing, yet the story pushes him into places that disrupt his routines and his self-image. The narrative uses this collision to examine how easy it is to reduce homelessness to stereotypes, statistics, or personal failure, especially when one has never had to face hunger, unsafe shelter, or constant suspicion. As Ron steps closer to communities he previously ignored, he encounters discomfort that is both practical and moral. He must learn new rules of trust, personal space, and communication, and he must face the limits of charity when charity is used to preserve distance. The book frames this shift as a gradual dismantling of assumptions, showing how proximity changes perception. Poverty is not presented as an abstract problem to be solved with quick fixes, but as an environment with its own codes, threats, and humanity. The topic invites readers to consider what compassion looks like when it requires consistency, humility, and risk rather than occasional giving. Secondly, Dignity and Survival. Understanding homelessness through one man's story. The book is widely associated with the life story of a homeless man whose experiences highlight how homelessness can be rooted in long histories rather than sudden bad decisions. His background includes exploitation, violence, and systemic barriers that shape how he navigates the world, including how he evaluates safety and loyalty. The narrative emphasizes survival intelligence, the ability to read danger, manage scarcity, and maintain identity under constant pressure. Instead of portraying him as a passive recipient of help, the story underscores his agency, pride, and resilience, including the complicated ways he protects himself from disappointment. This focus broadens the reader's understanding of dignity, suggesting that respect is not a reward for good behavior but a baseline need. The book also illustrates how shelters, street communities, and informal networks function as both support and risk, and how shame and distrust can make assistance difficult to accept. By centering a personal narrative, the topic moves away from simplistic moral judgments and toward empathy grounded in lived complexity. It encourages readers to see that true help is relational and patient, requiring listening and the willingness to acknowledge pain without trying to control or sanitize it. Thirdly, The Power and Cost of Relationship, Friendship Across Race and Class. An important theme is the way genuine friendship forms across stark divides of race, income, education, and social power. The book does not treat this as a sentimental breakthrough that happens instantly. Instead, it shows that bridging differences requires time, repeated contact, and the courage to endure misunderstandings. Trust must be earned, and both men carry assumptions shaped by their environments. The relationship reveals how class privilege can unintentionally dominate conversations and decisions, while poverty can produce defensiveness that is easy for outsiders to misread. By keeping the focus on friendship rather than a project, the narrative highlights mutuality. Both individuals learn, both are challenged, and both are asked to change. The topic also illuminates how communities respond when boundaries are crossed. Friends, co-workers, and church members may support the effort, question it, or resist it, exposing how social norms can discourage closeness with people considered outsiders. The book uses these tensions to ask what it means to treat someone as an equal when your lives are unequal. Readers are invited to reflect on how to build relationships rooted in respect rather than control, and how shared experiences can reveal common humanity without erasing real differences. Fourthly, Faith in Action, Service That Moves Beyond Performative Charity. The memoir is often discussed as a story of faith expressed through action, particularly through involvement with community outreach and practical service. It distinguishes between charity that preserves comfort and service that demands participation. The book portrays moments where good intentions are not enough, because helping requires learning the realities of trauma, mental health strain, addiction exposure, and the exhausting logistics of daily survival. Faith is framed less as private belief and more is a commitment to show up, even when gratitude is absent or progress is hard to measure. The narrative also exposes the temptation to treat service as a moral achievement, where the helper gains identity and applause. Against that, it stresses humility and consistency, suggesting that meaningful care often happens away from public recognition. Another layer is the role of community institutions, including churches and shelters, which can be places of genuine support while also being imperfect and overwhelmed. The topic encourages readers to consider the difference between giving things and giving presents. It highlights that sustainable compassion includes boundaries, honesty, and collaboration, not just emotion. Ultimately, the book frames service as a pathway for personal transformation, where the act of helping reveals one's own fears, prejudices, and need for grace. Lastly, The Unlikely Catalyst, a woman's resolve in the redefinition of family, a defining element of the story is the influence of a woman whose determination becomes the connective force between two men who would otherwise never share a life. She is presented as someone who refuses to let comfort define her moral boundaries, insisting that compassion must be practiced, not merely admired. Her role is not simply supportive, she challenges complacency, confronts selfishness, and pushes for hospitality that feels inconvenient and risky. Through her leadership, the book explores how family can expand beyond biological ties and social expectations, becoming a community built around responsibility and care. This topic also addresses the strain that service can place on a marriage and household. Opening one's life to people in crisis can expose disagreements about safety, priorities, and identity. The narrative suggests that love is not only affection but also persistence, especially when circumstances are messy. The woman's influence highlights how moral courage can be quiet yet unyielding, shaping the choices of those around her. By focusing on her as a catalyst, the book emphasizes that societal change often begins with one person, willing to insist that others are seen and treated as fully human. The result is a broader portrait of belonging, where compassion creates a kind of chosen family. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy true stories of personal transformation, faith-driven service, and relationships that cross social and cultural boundaries. It will also resonate with anyone seeking a more human understanding of homelessness, beyond headlines or political talking points, because it frames the issue through lived experience and sustained friendship. The main benefit is practical and internal. It can reshape how a reader notices people in need, how they interpret behaviors shaped by trauma, and how they define generosity as something that includes listening, patience, and respect. It also encourages readers to examine their own comfort zones, asking what it would look like to move from occasional giving to consistent, relational care in their own community. Compared to many books on compassion or social issues, it stands out because it is grounded in a specific, story-driven relationship rather than abstract advice. It offers emotional momentum, memorable scenes, and a clear sense of stakes, while still highlighting complexity instead of easy fixes. For readers comparing similar inspirational memoirs, it is worth buying for its emphasis on mutual change, the costs of real service, and the enduring power of seeing another person as a peer rather than a project. If you would like to support Ron Hall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.